This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. Four members of the Chinese military have been charged with hacking into the credit reporting agency Equifax and getting personal information for nearly half of all Americans back in 2017. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Attorney General William Barr says China is consistently stealing from the U.S., whether it's technology, trade secrets, or something else.
For years, we have witnessed China's voracious appetite for the personal data of Americans.
The hackers are part of the People's Liberation Army, an arm of the Chinese military. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch acknowledges there's little chance of them coming to the U.S. for trial.
But one day, these criminals will slip up, and when they do, we'll be there.
The hackers got names, birth dates, and social security numbers of nearly 150 million Americans and driver's licenses of about 10 million. I'm Julie Walker.
China's Hubei province reported another 103 deaths from coronavirus on Monday, pushing the death toll past 1,000. Chinese officials say there are now nearly 43,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus across the country. VOA's Marissa Melton.
Britain declared the virus a serious and imminent threat to public health after reporting four new cases on Monday, bringing the number of confirmed British cases to eight. Health Minister Matt Hancock's declaration gives the government more power to isolate people to keep the virus from spreading. The center of the outbreak is China's Hubei province, where millions remain under lockdown and people are complaining of food shortages. China's central bank is making $43 billion available to help businesses involved in fighting the epidemic. Health experts say the spread may ease in warm weather when people get out of doors and are not in such close contact with each other. But this is a new strain of coronavirus, and some of the experts believe it is too soon to say if spring and summer will kill it off. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. Top U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are spending a final day sparring with each other ahead of Tuesday's crucial party primary in New Hampshire, trying to gain an early advantage in the race to oppose Republican President Donald Trump in next November's national election. The contest in the rural northeastern state has taken an added consequence in the aftermath of a split vote in last week's Iowa caucuses. They were remembered mostly for the agonizingly slow release of the final outcome that was linked to a wrongly coded app used in collecting vote totals from throughout the farm state. In the end, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg edged Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders as a self-declared Democratic Socialist. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is proposing a steep 21% cut in aid in the United States, and what it provides to foreign countries with a budget request of $44.1 billion for programs. That's compared with $55.7 billion enacted in fiscal 2020. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
The acting director of the Office of Management and Budget at the White House, Russ Vogt, says it's time for the United States to rethink how it does foreign aid.
We need to move beyond the reality of spending money for the Bob Dylan statue in Mozambique, or the NASA space camp in Pakistan, or the Professional Cricket League in Afghanistan.
The president's budget needs to be approved by lawmakers. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Elliot Engel, tweeted a photo of a trash receptacle, indicating the expected destination for the spending proposals when they arrive on Capitol Hill. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
U.S. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer asked the State Department watchdog on Monday to investigate what he said was shameful and illegal retaliation by President Trump against a witness who testified against him at last year's impeachment hearings. Schumer asked 74 inspector generals throughout the government to probe any retaliation against federal workers who report Trump administration misconduct, but singled out the president's dismissal of Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. As a Ukraine expert at the National Security Council in the White House, Vindman testified against Mr. Trump at House of Representatives impeachment hearings leading up to approval of two articles of impeachment, although Mr. Trump last week was acquitted after a three-week trial in the Senate. A Russian court has handed down sentences ranging from 6 to 18 years to a group of young leftist activists accused of running an underground terrorist network, the latest chapter in a controversial case marred by allegations that evidence was fabricated or gained through torture by the country's federal security services. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.